The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome back to a very special Star Sport podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Mangan, and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor, Kieran McCarthy. We have a very special show for you today. As you can see, we're recording this outside of the Southern Star offices. We're in Access Credit Union in Skibbereen today. Access Credit Union have been sponsors of the podcast for a long time, so thank you to them for hosting us today. And to celebrate, Kieran, we have not one, not two, not three, but four guests who are coming onto the show today.
Go big or go home.
Exactly. And they've all been part of the O'Donovan Rosses All-Ireland Ladies Football Championship victory last year. The four guests are Derek Tobin, who's a selector with the team. We have Cork minor and defender Ali Tobin. Sinead Farrell, who's also a journalist at The 42, and forward Jessica Beechner, who just so happens to be an employee of Access Credit Union. So we've loads to look forward to on today's podcast. Access Credit Union, we'll give them a little bit of a plug just before we go any further though, Kieran, because they've been on board with the podcast for a long time now. And I guess we can vouch firsthand for their commitment to the West Cork community. They've been brilliant sponsors of this podcast and also the Young Business Person of the Year Award at the Southern Stars West Cork Business and Tourism Awards. And we know what great or how great a position West Cork Sport is in. And the connection that, the fact that we get to do a weekly podcast, not that many local newspapers or not that many regions like West Cork do get the opportunity to showcase talents like we're doing today. And Access Credit Union are a big part of the reason that we can actually do that. And it's just great to have them on board in such a brilliant time for West Cork Sport.
100%. Access have been super sponsors of the podcast for the last couple of years. So like you said there, Dylan, put on record our thanks to the team Tony has here and everyone involved in Access Credit Union, because what you have is you have two very strong local brands. You have Access Credit Union here in Skibbereen, and you have the Southern Star as well. So you have two strong local brands coming together for the betterment of West Cork Sport. So having Access on board as our sponsors, it just allows us every week to tell the stories and the tales of the West Cork sports people. And that's what this podcast has been doing since, I think it's January 2019 now. So we're well into our, is it 5 years? It's going strong. We've over, just I've lost even count how many episodes we've now. We've 260, 270 or more episodes. And yes, it's all
269 today, I think.
There we go, almost 270 episodes. So that means this year we're going to hit our 300th episode, and it's going to be another incredible year for West Cork Sport. We think the Olympics are just around the corner, and here in Skibbereen, that we're, touch wood, all going well, that we will have celebrations in the summer as well. So to have, like I said, to have Access Credit Union and the Southern Star link up together for the Star Sport podcast is brilliant, and our thanks to them. And I think, and I could be open for correction here, if any of our listeners can correct me, I think we're the only regional newspaper in the country that have a dedicated weekly sport podcast. And like I said, we've had it for the last number of years. So 269 and counting.
Exactly. And our guests today, Kieran, moving on to them, we won't give them too long an introduction because I know everyone will want to hear from them, but they've been part of an incredible O'Donovan Rosses team, crowned All-Ireland Junior Club Football Champions last year on the 17th of December, I think it was. Celebrations haven't stopped since then. They were crowned the 2023 West Cork Sports Star Team of the Year at the West Cork Sports Star Awards. And as we'll hear, they're still celebrating, I think, that one. So it's been a brilliant year for them.
It's been a super season for the Skip footballers. They might have to put a pin in the celebrations now, because at some point they're going to have to look to the 2024 season and their intermediate challenge. But the thinking behind talking to them, the O'Donovan Rosses today, was, like you said, they were crowned West Cork Sports Star Team of the Year. They had their social a couple of weeks ago as well, where they celebrated their success. And it's almost just to just almost the final chapter in this incredible year that they had. They're the Skibbereen team that lost the county final in 2022, but rebounded in style last year to win County, Munster and All-Ireland. An incredible year. It's 30 years since Skibbereen won an All-Ireland title. Now they have a ladies team to go alongside their history-making men's team from 1993. So we just felt it was just a really nice fit. We're here in Access Credit Union in their building, their big boardroom. And I'm getting quite comfortable here. I can see myself kind of moving out of the Star office into this comfy boardroom in future if I can get away with it. But I just felt it was a nice fit just to have a chat with some of the local people involved in Skib's success. And I'm just a quick shout out to Jessica Beechner, who we're going to hear from quite soon. She works here in the credit union. So I hope Tony Hughes is listening to this, the man who runs the Access Credit Union here, because she spoke to us on her lunch break. So I think she deserves to be let off work early someday this week. So that's my call out for Tony, if he's listening to the podcast. Give Jessica, let her finish up, give her half day someday this week. Because
you're like the priest coming in to visit the school, giving everyone homework off.
That's exactly it. So instead of homework off, give Jessica a half day. So that's why if Tony's listening to this, we'll see how that works out. But no, it was just super to catch up with the four of them. It was a great chat and a great reminisce about a great year for Skib.
Absolutely. Let's hear from them now.
So we're here now for a very special Star Sport podcast. We're in the buildings of Access Credit Union in downtown Skib. Access are our sponsors of the podcast for the last number of years, so it was great to take the show on the road. And we're joined by a couple of members of Skibbereen's all-conquering O'Donovan Rossa ladies football team, by Derek Tobin, a member of the management team, Ali Tobin, a star defender, Sinead Farrell, import from Longford, who's going to make a big impact this year, and Jessica Beechner, who's a starting player on the Skib team, who had the shortest walk to the podcast today, because you work here in the building, Jessica. So I know you're on your lunch, so we're not going to keep you too long. So I'm going to come to you first. The celebrations that followed the Skibs All-Ireland win in December rolled on into Christmas. You had a great Christmas, rolled on into the new year, rolled on into January when you were crowned West Cork Team of the Year, and you had your social only a couple of weeks ago, and that was another good night. But it's so important to celebrate moments like this, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We might have made 3 months of it, but it's been good crack, and it's been very good. It's important, all our hard work that it finally paid off, and we got to enjoy every moment of it.
So. What was the highlight of the celebrations for you, so?
I'd say probably coming in on the open top bus, coming down North Street, looking at the crowds of people out there, even though it was pissing rain. But it was great.
Derek, that was an incredible night for everyone involved in the Southern of Rossa team, but you had the dream season. But this is a story very much in the making over the last couple of years. But can you put your finger on what was the difference between the dream season you had in 2023 and what had happened in 22, 21 and so on?
Yeah, I think we're building through the last couple of years, you know, getting up through the grades and stuff. And the other thing was that, it was actually a very young team. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the girls, we'll say, you know, the core of the team were still only coming out of minor, you know, 19, 20, 21. So that there was no adult team before them, it didn't give a chance to, you know, there was no one to kind of learn from. There was obviously a couple of girls came back in from other clubs and things like that as well, that would have played, you know, older players or whatever. But they kind of had to learn on their feet kind of thing. So probably that bit of maturity, I think, came to our game this year that probably wasn't there maybe the year or two before it. And it definitely helped us along the way.
And how did you find, Derek, the response? Go back to 2022, Skib lost the county final to Naver Bon. But for the group to pick themselves up again and to come back in such style last year, could you sense that the hurt and pain of that county final defeat in 2022, that was harnessed in a very positive way last year?
Yeah, I think even when we had a meeting at the start of the year, you know, you could see, you know, by the girls' first couple of sessions in that they were, you know, that they meant business kind of thing. And, you know, I think the big thing was that, you know, the whole group, the positivity that was there among the group all year was phenomenal. Just examples, you know, the work rate for each other, you know, just perfect example there, Sinead came on board, new girl into the club, playing very well, unfortunately got injured. Mm-hmm. Sinead on stats for the rest of the year than for the All-Ireland, you know what I mean? So that'll tell you what the whole group, I think that just the whole ethos of the group was, you know, they were there for each other all the time, I think, which was a big thing.
You talk about the kind of the young players coming up. Ellie, you're one of the young players in this Skibbereen team. How much did you enjoy last season?
Yeah, no, it was brilliant, even playing with, above your normal age, because you get support from older girls, and it's just great, the challenge.
I have to ask you as well, Ellie, about this Skibbereen defence. Okay, the forwards, they always get the headlines, they get the scores, but the Skibbereen defence last year, the backline was incredible all the way through. think back to the quarterfinal against Glasgow Gales. I think you only coughed up, was it 2 goals against Gus Aran over here in Skip in the All-Ireland semi-final. I think they only got 6 points, something like that. And then even the All-Ireland final against Clare Morris, they only scored 11 points. So like this Skip defence, Christine Fitzgerald behind you, you're in the full back line. What was it like playing in a defence like that?
It was brilliant, like the way we worked together, and you know, if you went for a ball, that there was someone behind you covering all the time and vice versa.
You did a bit of experience beside you, Michelle Donnellan. She'd be on
I'd
be very kind to her. She's on the upper age of the, when we're talking about the age profile of this team. But and then you have the likes of Lisa Hart and so on. Like it's a very strong back line.
Yeah, no, and we had a bit of everything. We had pace, we had defenders, and then we had like Fiona and Lisa, Sarah, who all played in forwards last year, and they did really well then when they came into the backs and added a different dynamic.
I mentioned there, Ellie, the semi final over in Rossa Park. To play an All-Ireland semi-final in your hometown in front of a huge crowd and to get a positive result, and even to see afterwards the being applauded off the pitch, like how special a moment was that for everyone?
It was brilliant that like even all the younger age groups of the club, they were all over watching, friends from school and everything, everyone came, so it's brilliant.
And Sinead, you're the import from Longford. You've been in Skip now for a couple of years, and you joined up with the ladies football team here in Skip last year. Unfortunately, you got an injury, I think, in the Bentry Blues game that sidelined you for the rest of the year. But from an outside perspective, and you're a journalist yourself, you know the ingredients of a good sports story. And this is a story that kind of has it all. The Skip team that lost the county final the year before but came back to win everything the following year.
Yeah, I only joined actually last April. I mean, I really didn't know much about the team. I think I might have seen Bunton before the previous year's county final, but I wasn't really sure who they were or what the team I was that I was joining. I hadn't played football in years, so I had to go buy boots and all like gear. I never thought I'd have to do that. I thought I'd be kind of finished with football, but then I had a bit of time last year, and I needed to kind of get to know people in the area, so that was really the main reason I joined. And I remember like chatting with someone in Harrigan's about the team, because I was afraid, like, is this going to be a bunch of teenagers now and I'm not going to be able to like relate to them, and it'd be a bit counterintuitive to join a team of like much younger people. But like, no, she was saying like it's actually a fairly varied age group, and like from the first couple of training sessions, you know, you could kind of sense like there's a fairly handy team here, even though the numbers probably weren't great at the start because you're a bit scattered, like your girls traveling, the likes of Ali, Ava, Laura, or Silver Cork, we didn't see them for a few months, and even from my point of view trying to get to know a group, it takes actually months and months to really get to know everybody. Even the start of this year now, I'm starting to see new faces again that like maybe weren't involved last year. Like the girls, because they've grown up in Skip, they know them all. Mm-hmm. When you're new to the area, it takes a while to get to know everybody. But like we've had a great like response with the R. Like I think we had about 21 people at training the first night. And you mightn't get that in other clubs, but like that's what success can do to bring more people in and get them joining the team. But no, they're like, you could definitely sense like there's strength in every line. Like there's no one weak player in the team, and like you could see that like the All-Ireland final probably wasn't our best game, but we were still the better team. You know, I'd say Gus Aran was probably our best game, and that's from what I could see on the sideline. But that's the kind of talent that's in the area that I've gotten to see over the last couple of months.
And Derek said there, and Sinead, like, even though you were injured, you did stats for the year. So was that important for you just to stay involved in the group all the way through?
Yeah, definitely. Like I know it's not obviously easy when you get the word that you've torn a cruise ship, because that's it then. You're gone for 9 months plus whatever it waits before you get to have your surgery. So before the lads even asked me to do that, I wanted to stay involved, because it's not good to just walk away from a team before the end of the season, regardless of your own circumstances. And I always saw this as my setback, not theirs. Like I was still very new to the team and new to the club, so it was always my own thing to deal with rather than the team itself. And I wanted to stay involved. And then I think it was before I can't remember what game it was, Derek asked me to do it, and that did definitely make you feel more included. Like you know that like I'm going down a different road now compared to the team. They have to move on and play and train. You can't be a part of that. I tried to, like, maybe like before surgery, I had to like strengthen up my leg and my knee. So there's lots of exercises you have to do. I tried to like time my session so that I would be training in the gym and they'd be out on the pitch. But even that, you know, you still don't feel as included as you'd like to be. I'd have to maybe start my sessions a little bit earlier so that I could go out and watch the last bit of the set, the training, so that you can feel part of the group. And I was able to do that for pretty much all of the build-up to surgery. But then I knew afterwards, with the new exercise I'm going to be doing, I'd have to join the gym up in the community centre. So that's when I could really feel like I was quite separate from the group with my own training. But being able to go to the matches and being able to do something on the sideline definitely makes you feel more included. And there are conflicting feelings. It's difficult, you know, when you're not allowed to play, but it's very hard not to get swept up in it as well, especially with the way they won it in the All-Ireland final and the big crowd we had. There was 4 supporters buses, I think, left Skibb that morning at like 5-6 o'clock. You know, to get up that early to have to go up to watch a match in Dublin is hard enough, but like, that's how much support the girls gathered and brought the whole community behind them. Parnell Park was full of red and white, and you see everybody out on the pitch and grown men crying. It's hard not to get swept up in that, even though you're not involved the way you want to be. There's still some connection there, and you do. I picked the best and worst year to join the club. But you know, when you come back and you, like Jess was saying there, in the open top bus, like the streets were packed. Like, the town never looked as big to me anyway. I mean, I'm still new to the area, but you know, you really feel, you know, that you're part of something historic, and that's not like, if you know that that's something, you have to take your positives from your situation, even if it's not exactly how you'd want it to be.
Jessica, that's a great point that you made right there about the connection between this team and the town. And we saw it all the way through. You mentioned the homecoming there, the home semi-final against Gosseron. Could you feel that yourselves, that the town was really getting behind you? You could drive into Skibb on whatever morning it was, and there was flags, there was buntings, there was pellets painted red and white, kind of flags on the roundabout. But you could really see the whole community, the town, did get behind the team.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was great to see, like, the bypass covered in pallets painted by young girls, 12 and 13 years old. It's just great to see women's football getting the recognition that it deserves as well. And it helps you drive on. And like, we did it for the community as well, like, you know, that knowing that there is bosses of supporters who have no connections to the team, but they just wanted us to succeed, and they're coming all the way up to Dublin to watch the game. It was great. It's a great feeling.
And even go back to Parnell Park for the All-Ireland final against Clare Borough, to see that Skibb crowd up in the stands, like, what was that feeling like? Especially going on the home straight when the game was in the melting pot.
Yeah, no, it was great, in fairness. And I think in the last 5 minutes there's a chant, Rossas, Rossas, and that really, like, you know, we were kind of saying, geez, we can't leave this behind us, like, you know, all the people that had turned out for it. So, no, in fairness, that does really help you, and it drives you on too, like.
Derek, you were on the sideline, obviously, for those final couple of minutes. Clare Morris edged ahead. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it got a bit hairy there for a while, to be honest. I suppose, like, the big thing, like, from the girls' point of view as well, is that they never panicked, do you know what I mean? They just kept poised and stuff, and there's gas there, like, you know, small little things that you take into it, like Christine, like, rolling her ankle and stuff, but Tara and Christine had done a lot of work, the two goalkeepers together, in fairness, like, and we were working a kick out on a high press on the Wednesday night of training, and like, Tara probably executed the kick out that Christine couldn't, and that was the kick out that was won, that the goal came from. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's gas how these things, like, you know, we were there training, we were just watching the two of them on the Wednesday night, and it was just, you know, she just binged it out to the wing, and that was the kick out where the ball, you know, and like, in fairness, look, Kate won a great ball inside, you know, and just popped it to Dave, and like, in fairness, she 3-4 or something, but she'd done the business, like, you know, but I mean, in fairness, like, you know, I thought, like, it was even they put a high ball in then a couple of minutes after that, and I think, if my memory serves me right, I can remember it was either Emer or Ali, like, I think one of you broke it, and the second one of you, I think it was Emer, picked it up then. But she was so close to getting actually done for overcarrying, but she got a little hop inside in the middle and just enough to break the tackle, and we were cleared in and we were gone, that kind of thing, you know. So it's small things like that that, you know, like, sometimes I know you can say the stars are aligned or whatever, that kind of thing, but, you know, like, the girls, you know, they kept their composure and stuff, like, and in fairness, all through the year, like, you know, the trip to Glasgow and everything, like, you know, everything they had to do, they were fierce professional about what they'd done. And, you know, they prepared themselves the best way they could, like, you know, that, I mean, that could have been a banana skin in Glasgow, but they got the job done and got home again inside 24 hours, like, you know, kind of thing, like, so that was, you know, but, I mean, in fairness, like, even there was other games, the first round of the Munster above them, Tip came up against a very strong Tip side, like, you know, a big physical team, And there was bits of that game that we just kind of struggled. We weren't playing our best, but at the same time, they just kept hugging away. It's, you know, and they found a way to win. Like, you know, and look, I mean, you talk about panels, like it was, you know, our impact on the bench was brilliant as well all year, like, and stuff. And it was great to see girls that were, you know, nearly to be carried off at 40 minutes because they had a job done. And you had someone fresh to come on to do the same thing as well. And that's, you know, that was a big part of it too, I think.
And you're right, Skip found a way to win every game and obviously found a way to win the final. So for Ali to be on a team that won an All-Ireland final, if you'd be part of the venture team, how special is that, like, as a moment for you?
Ah, sure, I suppose it's huge, like, you know, in fairness, like, you know, and you look at, you know, there's three or four of the girls there that even, I suppose, when Ali and them started off underage and stuff, they were watching Jessam at 6, you know, 15, 16 minor kind of thing, and that they were the adult team at the time because they were the oldest team in the club, you know, and it was kind of building away along then and stuff. And, you know, I remember chatting with girls over, and I suppose the first year I was probably involved with, maybe four or five years ago, and they were saying, you know, we'll eventually probably play with the girls, and little do we think 3 or 4 years later that they're winning All Ireland together. Like, you know, how fast time flies and stuff, you know. But look, it was great in fairness, and, you know, like, you know, credit to the rest of the gang at home. They kind of left us, you know, they kept everything going while we were out 4 or 5 nights a week kind of thing and stuff. But it was, that's brilliant. And, like, you know, you see the younger kids, you know, looking up to these the same way as the girls looked up to the older girls when they were, you know, when I was involved in them underage. You know, you see that coming through now again in the next generation and stuff. And I mean, in fairness, the work that's been done down through the groups underage and stuff has been exceptional in the last couple of years. You know, which all the way through, in fairness, kind of thing. And you can see, you know, it's coming through. There's talent coming through every year, which is great to see. Like,
what's like at home? So, Eddie, is it all football talk, or does he park the football talk after training? Or
it's football talk, or we try to park it a bit, but keeps coming around in conversation, all right.
But it must be great for you at home to have that source of knowledge just a couple of steps away.
Yeah, I know, it's great after games and whatever. Sure, we have our fights over it, but it's good. Yeah, and you know where you went wrong a bit, and someone honest to talk to about it.
Derek, seeing how good Ellie is on the pitch and how good a defender she is, I'm going to hazard a guess that Ellie wins the fights if there's fights at home.
Yeah, she's a black belt in martial arts, so you don't bother with her kind of thing, that way kind of thing. But like that, no, in fairness, like, she's, you know, she's an exceptional year, like, you know, which is brilliant, like, you know. And, you know, I suppose, look, as a parent, you're very proud to see your child playing and stuff kind of thing, but, like, sometimes it's hard to keep the coach and the parent separate and stuff at times, like, kind of thing, like, and, like, I suppose it's more from a kind of, you know, you'll be looking out and you kind of expect 11 out of 10 there, whereas everyone else is giving 10 out of 10, they're happy enough, like, kind of thing, like, you know. So that's probably, it's a kind of a, but look, in fairness, no, we get on pretty well most of the time, like, you know.
So you had a brilliant year, obviously, and the Cork Miners as well this year. So you've quite a busy schedule. And yeah, fill us in as well with the Cork Miners. Where are you at right now in the Munster Championship?
We're playing Limerick this weekend and Tip the weekend after. And then we've won 3 of our games. So it's round robin and top 2 going to the final. So hopefully if we get over the line in our last 2 games, we'll be there.
It's like football all year round for you at the moment. You've just brought that skip in and Ireland, and you're straight into the minor setup. So how much you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I know, it's good. And it's even the different girls from different clubs. Like, you have the Glanmire girls that won All-Ireland Intermediate and other clubs, so that it's great playing with different people.
And talking about the calendar, has it stopped rolling? Sinead, the Intermediate Championship, I know it's a couple of months away, but this is 2024. It's a new season, Skipper Up Intermediate. You're going to get back in the pitch, touch wood. Hopefully we'll see you in the skip jersey this year. How much are you looking forward to playing again?
Yeah, I'm nearly 5 months now after surgery, so I'm actually back training with the team, just doing straight line running, which actually is brilliant. I've been able to put on gear again and be back out properly with the group. It's not quite there yet. Even the first session I went to, like, I could only do a bit of the warm-up, and then I had to peel off and do my own skid, my own drills, and like, I feel it in my shins. It was really killing me just being back on that surface again. But it was a good reality check to get, because it's been going so well in the gym. I needed something to remind me that, like, there's still a good bit to go. There's still under 4 months left. I think if the championship starts in July, I'll be just kind of coming back in then. Hopefully all going well. I have to go back up to Santry now in 2 weeks for what they call a strength test. They basically just, like, get a better idea of where you're at. They kind of compare one leg with the other and see are they even in the different muscle groups and with your knee itself. But thankfully everything's gone well so far. The surgery went well. Like, look, I was unlucky to get the injury, but I'm very lucky with the way the recovery has gone. Like, any time I've tried to progress things, the knee's responded well. So hopefully no surgeries in 2024 and be able to get back in, play maybe a few 10, 15 minute games in June before hopefully getting back in July. But I kind of would prefer nearly another month to build back into it because, like you said, they're going up to intermediates. I'm still kind of becoming familiar with the club scene here, so I don't even know what the standard will be like or what, but like junior's pretty decent, like, and Cork itself is a hard county to get out of, like, so we'll have our work cut out for us regardless of who's going to be there waiting for us.
You've set yourself a nice challenge today to win a place in the All-Ireland winning junior team.
Yeah, and it won't be, that's a very strong team. As I said before, there's no weak link in the chain. Like, even, like, girls who were lucky not to start this year, like Evo Driscoll, Tara, like, I was so happy for Tara when she came on and did well for us in the final. Because, you know, no more than Ali, young girl of about 16, 17, coming into an All-Ireland final, a lot of pressure on you. You know, their press and Claire Morris were really, like, on top of us at that stage. She made a great save at one stage then, and, you know, to make your mark like that on a team, like, no one's going to drop their place for anybody, and that's it's a team everybody wants to be playing on because of the success that they've had, and the big girls coming up from the underage grades as well. So, like, I knew myself when I was trying to, like, make my way into the team or, like, training with the team that, like, even if I got a place, it'd be hard kept. So that's all that hard work is waiting for me again, hopefully, if I get back fit.
Intermediate, Jessica, what a championship ahead. Some big teams in there. How much you looking forward to test yourself at that level?
I'm looking forward to it. Like, it'll be challenging, all right, but I'd say intermediate's no joke. Like, you know, obviously we had a great year last year, was successful, did the best we could, but, like, I feel like in intermediate will be a different ball game now, so we'll just have to take every game as it comes.
But you can take so much confidence off what you achieved in 2023 and also take the momentum off it too. Like, you won every championship game from County, Munster and All-Ireland. So that does give you, like, talk about that snowball effect. Like, you'd hope to take that momentum through into this year as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And even the four training sessions we've had, they've been very positive, and, like, everyone's buzzing. You can see everyone's happy to be back. You know, no one was complaining a bit, and, like, our fitness might be a bit better this year and we're even sharper than what we were last year. So, like, hopefully now we just bring a positive attitude to championship and might go our way.
Before we finish up, Derek, I want to ask you about, it was a point, I'm not sure which one of you raised it, but almost for the younger generation in the club to be able to look up now and see All-Ireland winners and some as young as Ali, but this is super for the whole club, even the boys' side as well, just to see there's another All-Ireland title in the town now, and it just kind of, it shows that there's a pathway from Skibbereen up to our All-Ireland wins.
Yeah, I suppose looking, like people say, it was the cliche, people say winning is infectious kind of thing, and that, you know, kind of thing. But, like, I think just, you know, when you look at the numbers, like in fairness, I went over last Saturday morning, you know, the under-13 girls were playing game over and stuff, and, like, the standard they were playing was brilliant, like, you know, in fairness, to give them their credit. And, like, you're looking at that all the way through, like, you know, you look down to, like, to some of the younger teams, like, we said 16s and stuff with success last year as well, you know. Like, you know, it's been very good, like, kind of thing and stuff, and you can see the lads are after a good start as well, like, kind of thing, you know, a couple of underage, they won the 21 and stuff there, which was a, you know, good stepping stone for them as well, kind of thing, like. But I mean, in fairness, look, we've, you know, from the girls' point of view, like, we've been very lucky, because anything we've ever wanted pitch wise or anything, we've been given access to it and stuff, which is a great, you know, from, you know, it's a great starting point for any team really. And like, you know, like Jess said, in fairness, you know, the last couple of nights there, like, you know, training's been good, like, and it's been, you can see that they're definitely starting from a higher point than where they were at the start last year, which is good, like, kind of thing. And it's just to keep everyone fit, I suppose, and keep everyone, you know, and learn from last year as well, like, you know, that you're going to be up intermediate, like, you know, it's a slightly higher standard, obviously, but you kind of have to learn from, you know, where we can improve in as well. Like, you know, in fairness, we got a lot right last year, without a shadow of a doubt, like, anything. But, you know, we can improve on that and to go a step further again, I think, so that, you know, it'd be great if we can do that going down the road, like.
Super, that's the plan for 2024 to step further. Just to finish up with a couple of quick questions, right? Because even though we covered the Ross ladies in the star so much, we and you all featured in the pages, it's time to get to know you all a small bit better. So just a quick game of teammates, right? I'm going to throw these open to anyone. So who's the fastest in the squad?
Fionn Leonard, I'd say. Between herself and Lisa. And Laura as well, I suppose. Yeah.
So I'm giving it to Laura.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Who's the best engine?
Trina.
First, who would be first to training?
Fionnuala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now to the other side of it, who's last to training? Who takes it? Eimear Beck. The joker in the pack.
There's a few there, right? Sarah. That's sprung to my mind as well. Yeah, Sarah Hurley being one there. Yeah. Jess can be a bit of a rogue there at times as well.
It's your spider way in the corner. Trying to get the head down. Last minute of an All Ireland final, Skibber 2 points down. You win a penalty. Who do you want to take that penalty?
We have to be able, I think, definitely. Yeah.
Who would you let choose the music in the dressing room?
Caleb.
And who is the best person to sing song?
Well, we'd have to say Lisa,
Yeah. Lisa gets a lot of the going, in fairness.
Lisa's after building a reputation for
herself. Yeah.
So, and who could give the best rendition of Dear Old Skibbereen?
Matthew.
Super. Claire, thank you so much for taking the time for chatting the podcast. Congrats again on an incredible 2023 season and all the best for the year ahead. And like you said at the social a few weeks ago, hopefully we see Skib up in Croke Park later in the year.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Star Sport podcast is brought to you by Access Credit Union. Access Credit Union, funding dreams for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the Star Sport podcast. And I just want to reiterate as we close out this episode, our thanks to Access Credit Union, where your bank really does matter. So choose credit union, choose local, choose community. And Kieran, just a quick look ahead to this week as well. The Southern Star is in shops again on Thursday. What can people look forward to?
Yeah, another pack sports section on Thursday. Some of the highlights are the Beamish Cup final is on up in Turner's Cross on Sunday. It's Clonakilty Soccer Club against Drina Rangers. Two of the heavyweights fighting it out for the league title. They now meet in the big cup final. So we've interviews with Barry O'Driscoll Hawthorne from Drina and from Paul Daly from Clonakilty. Also, the West Cork Rally is going to roar into Clonakilty this weekend for the first time ever. It's a three-day event, which is huge for the West Cork Rally. So Martin Walsh has a super two-page preview in this Thursday Southern Star. We also have a kind of a deep dive into the Cork Ladies footballers at the moment. They're staring relegation from Division 1, if we're being quite honest. They have a crunch game away to Dublin on Saturday afternoon. So we're just looking at the player drain. Off the back of the O'Sullivan sisters, Kira and Diren have both retired from Intercounty. Roisin Phelan has gone as well. So there's a huge turnover in the Cork Ladies football team. So we're having a quick look at the impact that's had on this Cork team. And another highlight is John Hayes in his weekly column is reminiscing about his team holidays his training camps with the with the Cork senior football team in his time there in the noughties and back to his first camp in 2005. When he had the chance of going on a sun holiday with the Carby footballers that won the county the year before, or on a training holiday with the Cork footballers, he made a phone call to Billy Morgan. He was told, "You're on the plane today with the Cork footballers," and that's when the fun stopped. So it's well worth a read. Yeah, so there's loads in this Thursday's Southern Star. And just a quick shout out to the two men in the background here today. You can't see them, Sean Holland and Tony here as well. They're like the brains of the operation. We're the face of it here, Dylan.
Yeah.
With Tony and Sean here, it's teamwork makes the dream work, really.
Exactly. And between the four of us, we managed to get something going every week. So thanks to the two lads again. And thank you again to Access Credit Union for their sponsorship of this podcast. So the Southern Star, as Kieran said, will be available in shops across West Cork from Thursday morning, but it's also online via our e-paper. So you can head to subscribe.southernstar.ie. You can get the Star Sport and the Southern Star for less than €2 per week, along with full access to our website as well. So as always, thanks for listening to the Star Sport podcast. We'll be back again next week, Kieran, with episode 270. And if you've enjoyed this, please remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.